The proposal would allow Kodiak and Copper Valley's electric utilities to break away from the agency and take ownership of the two hydro projects that power their communities. That would leave Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan with ownership of the Swan and Tyee Lake plants that serve their towns, as well as the new intertie that's under construction between the two plants. Agency board member and Petersburg Electric Superintendent Joe Nelson told the City Council in Petersburg Monday that the plan would eventually allow for a reduction in the 6.8 cents per kilowatt hour electrical rate. He said it could also allow the agency to quickly build its savings to pay for new infrastructure.
Two drivers as to why things look so rosy. Number one, our debt burden would go down significantly. Right now, out of the 6.8 cent, 4 cents of that is debt burden, servicing the debt. That, of course, will be chopped essentially in half. The other thing is with the intertie being complete, we'll begin to convert the water running down the creek over there at Tyee to useful energy, and we'll sell it to Ketchikan at 6.8 cent, and we'll have that additional revenue stream that we don't have now. So in my mind, it's about as close to a win-win situation as you'll ever see.
Under the terms of the proposed agreement, Kodiak would pay $38 million for its Terror Lake hydro plant, while the four-dam pool would pay Copper Valley $15 million to take ownership of the Solomon Gulch plant. Then, with its two remaining hydro plants, Nelson said the agency's debt would drop from $60 million to $15 million. The split-up is primarily being driven by Kodiak, according to Nelson, who said that utility wants local control over its hydro project and no longer wants to be governed by the four-dam pool's long-term power sales agreement. That agreement's important to ratepayers in Southeast Alaska because it restricts the amount they can be charged for power and prioritizes who gets first dibs on the electricity. Nelson said it would remain in place with a two-dam pool agency.
There's a few things in the power sales agreement that are kind of near and dear to our hearts. Number one is that we want first right to Tyee Power. Wrangell and Petersburg want first right to Tyee Power, and that's in there still. It does provide for giving Ketchikan second rights to the power, to the firm power, which would put it in front of any interruptible sales agreements. The interruptible are Silver Bay logging over in Wrangell, and, of course, our swimming pool here in Petersburg. They're the only two interruptible contracts.
The customers that have interruptible power contracts pay less. In exchange, they're the first to be shut off in case of a power shortage. Nelson was confident that wouldn't be a problem for a long while. He said the consulting firm D. Hiddle & Associates projected it would be 15 to 20 years before the power supply at Tyee Lake got close to marginal, even with the sale of power to Ketchikan and more people changing to electric heat. Nelson said that would give the agency some time to develop other potential power sources, such as Ruth Lake and Thomas Bay. But Councillor Melinda Hofstede was concerned that as the agency's largest town, Ketchikan, would end up with more control over the power projects, she worried Ketchikan and Wrangell could combine votes to override Petersburg's priority for power from the Tyee plant.
Are we going to be protected to have enough power, the same amount of power at least that we have now, or is the political power going to go south to Ketchikan, and are we going to lose the ability to, we're talking about surplus power, but is there some way we're going to lose the electricity we have and it's going to go south and then we're going to pay the higher price? Is that possible to happen in this?
Under the plan, each of the two hydro project areas would get two votes. That means Ketchikan, which has its own hydro project, would have two board members in the new agency, while Petersburg and Wrangell would each have one because they share a hydro plant. Then there would be a fifth at-large member who'd serve for a year at a time. One year they'd be from the Ketchikan area, and one year they'd be from Petersburg or Wrangell. According to Four Dam Pool officials, the draft agreement now in the works requires a unanimous vote of the new board to change policy like the power sales agreement. Retired Power and Light Superintendent Dennis Lewis spoke in support of the reorganization plan. Lewis worked on the pool's original power sales agreement.
That was 26 years ago. It's getting to the point that we're going to get these projects for nothing. The bottom line is if you want to change a long-term power sale agreement, that's going to take a unanimous vote, bar none. The long-term power sale agreement, even if it's a two-dam pool or the four-dam pool, that provision is in the contract to where it takes a unanimous vote to change the contract. I know that for a fact.
The detailed plan, called the Asset Transfer Agreement, has to be approved by the governing body for each of the four dam pool's member utilities. The agreement's expected to be up for a vote before the Petersburg City Council at its first meeting in June. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.